On this episode, I review the new Regal Eagle Smokehouse, Craft Drafts and Barbecue quick service restaurant located in the American Pavilion at Epcot. This is episode 256 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I'm your host, Jeremy Stein, and unfortunately, I'm flying solo today, so I will not be joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda. A little bit more on that in just a few moments. Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, please head out to Facebook and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. Don't forget to listen to the Capture the Magic podcast with Jared and Jamie Lee at ctmpodcast.com. They release new shows currently on Mondays and Fridays. Then on that same feed, Jamie has Trip Tales twice a month. Then Jared and I release a new Diz Dudes episode every Wednesday, so go out and search for the Diz Dudes and subscribe. And here at Main Street Magic, we currently have new shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so the Capture the Magic Network has you covered all week long. If you want even more content, including Diz Dudes Live, in-park and resort live streams, CTM at the Movies, 20% off all CTM Network merchandise, and so much more, check out Club 32 at ctmvip.com. And if you want the absolute best in theme park-inspired coffees, teas, and merchandise, you want to head out to expeditionroasters.com. And if you use code CTM15 at checkout, you're going to save 15% off your entire order and all future orders as well. So today I will be talking about the new Regal Eagle Smokehouse, which opened up just about a week or so ago at Epcot. And it's only going to be me today on the episode. Unfortunately, Rhonda was unable to head down yesterday with Jared and I to check out Regal Eagle. And so I was going to go ahead and just kind of give my quick take on this new quick service restaurant. Rhonda will be back on the very next episode. So I do apologize that you're stuck with only me for about the next 20 or 30 minutes. But let's go ahead and talk a little bit about a Regal Eagle Smokehouse, which is Craft Drafts and Barbecue. This is, of course, located in the World Showcase at Epcot, and this is open in the American Pavilion now. This is American cuisine and barbecue. It is a quick service, and they do already allow mobile order. Lunch and dinner are served, and this is open from 11:30 a.m. until 8:30 p.m. Now, of course, your deluxe dining plan, quick service dining plan, and the Disney dining plan are all accepted here, but there are no current discounts accepted, such as pass holder, tables in Wonderland, or DVC. Straight from the website, this is a salute to barbecue. Step inside a smokehouse celebrating the regions of American backyard barbecue and craft beers. Join us for a delicious meal as our pitmaster uses techniques from classic barbecue regions to smoke our selections over oak wood. Are you ready to bring your barbecue game to the next level? Try any of our four delicious house recipe sauces. Spicy mop sauce, which is inspired by Texas-style mop. A sweet barbecue sauce inspired by classic dry rub seasonings. They have a vinegar-based sauce inspired by North Carolina's tradition of vinegar and pepper. And they have a tangy mustard sauce, often referred to as Carolina Gold. Then you can wash it down with all-American beverages, including beers and ciders from around the United States. You can also try wines from the West Coast and specialty regional cocktails with or without alcohol. So let's talk a little bit first about kind of the atmosphere here, which I think is a true standout. Their description of this being kind of a backyard barbecue, I think really rings true, especially for the outdoor seating. And there is an abundance of both indoor and outdoor seating. Everything is picnic tables. They all have in the middle the brown paper towels that you would often see at like barbecue or restaurants. Or I more so think of them when we would go eat crabs and they put out the brown paper towels on the table. So I love this atmosphere. The inside is all, you know, surrounded in brick walls. There are little nods to the Muppets and Sam Eagle throughout, but it's not an overabundance of it. So I think it should actually appease both, you know, the folks that were very excited that Muppets was making its way into American Pavilion, and then kind of those Epcot purists who were a little bit concerned that they were bringing another IP into the World Showcase. So I actually think it works well for both sides of that, and I absolutely love the decor. I love the setup and atmosphere. We chose to eat outside and surrounding this giant smoker, which is currently smoking, we think, is, you know, and piles of wood and sitting out, and, you know, you're surrounding this, and it really has this amazing American picnic barbecue setting. So I think this is something that's outstanding. Now, when you walk through the front door, you do walk through, you know, the dining section inside to get into the quick service stations. But what they're actually doing is they're queuing people up outside of that door, which is great because it's not, you know, you walk into some quick services and you will see it just absolutely slammed, you know, and you're not sure which line to choose. And so this actually keeps those lines at the register down. So when you arrive, it actually, you're probably going to see 20 to 30 people in line, but then they're batching those people 10 to 20 at a time to go in. So it looks worse than it really is, but I like the way that they're handling it. They do something very similar over at Satali Canteen. They'll ask how many are in your party, and they're keeping track of how many people they're actually letting inside. So I thought that did well. And with the theming of the American Pavilion in general, this fits in perfectly. Jared and I have talked on the Diz Dudes, and we joke that we've always wanted a Diz Dude smokehouse, and that we really thought they should be bringing barbecue and beers to the American Pavilion, because the quick service that was previously there just wasn't any good. So overall, as I go through this, I'm going to give my very, very honest opinion, but I do believe this is a wonderful, wonderful addition to the American Pavilion, and I think it's going to be a great quick service that will actually do very, very well. So we will just dive right into the most important part, which is the food. Their lunch and dinner menu is the exact same. There is no break in service between lunch and dinner. It's open straight 11:30 to 8:30 p.m. And what I'll do is I'll actually go through real quickly each of the menu items, and then I'll go back and talk about what we had, because we were able to cover a large portion of this menu, which was great. So you can start off with the American platter, and you'll actually choose three of their meats and a side, and that's served with garlic toast for $18.99. There's going to be a lot of garlic toast on this menu, I will tell you right now. They do have Memphis dry rub pork ribs, and all of these are going to come with garlic toast in one side. So that's $15.99. They have a Kansas City smoked half chicken for $13.99. They do have a barbecue burger, which is a third-pound Angus burger on garlic toast. This is topped with their barbecue pork and a fried onion ring, $13.49. They have a sliced Texas beef brisket sandwich for $12.99. There is a North Carolina chopped smoked pork butt platter for $12.49. They have a power green salad, which is mixed greens tossed with fresh citrus fruit, sunflower seeds, dried cranberries and radishes, and a fresh citrus vinaigrette dressing, and it is topped with chilled pulled chicken. It's $11.49. And then they have a South Carolina smoked sausage sandwich. This smoked sausage on the garlic toast. This is topped with their tangy mustard sauce and caramelized onions for $11.49. If you're looking for a plant-based item, they have a barbecue jackfruit burger. Now, this is a plant-based burger on garlic toast topped with barbecue jackfruit served with your choice of side for $12.99. As far as the sides go that you can select from, you're going to either get one with every one of these meals that I just read, or you can go ahead and get them a la carte if you wanted additional sides or if that's all you wanted. But they do have beer-battered onion rings. They have baked beans with burnt ends, a creamy coleslaw, seasoned French fries, garlic toast, house-made pickles, and macaroni and cheese. And then finally, you do get into some kids' meals, including the Disney Check Meal, which includes a barbecue chicken leg, or you can get a chicken salad. For regular standard kids' meals, they have barbecue rib or a cheeseburger. For desserts, you have banana pudding, a fresh watermelon cup, or the s'mores brownies. They do have a small selection of beer, like Angry Orchard Crisp Apple Hard Cider. They have a Bell's Oberon American Wheat Ale, Cigar City Ja Ali IPA, and a Sam Adams Boston Lager. They have a couple different wines, which are all served actually in a 250-milliliter can, a Cabernet Sauvignon, a Pinot Noir, and a Chardonnay. And then finally, they have a specialty cocktail, which is a Tennessee lemonade. This is Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey with Odwalla Lemonade and Peach for $14. Now, there is also a walk-up bar outside, which does include a larger selection of beers, ciders, wines, mixed drinks, which they are actually mixing by hand. They're not pre-mixed, which I always like to see because it just, I feel like you're getting more of what you paid for as opposed to the pre-mixed beverages. And it's a quick walk-up. It's a large walk-up. So this is a great place to stop. If you are inside and they don't have a beer that you want, there is a slightly larger selection outside. I will say overall, the beer selection to me is not great. It's not huge. These are all beers that I feel like you can find most anywhere throughout Disney. Something very simple like a Sam Adams Boston Lager. I mean, I get it, definitely fits the atmosphere, but they are all, they are 16-ounce draft beers, and they're $9.25 each, which is not a horrible, horrible deal by Disney standards. I would have liked to see maybe, I don't know, you know, they talk about having food and different, a Kansas City smoked half chicken, a Memphis dry rub, you know, they're pulling sauces from the Carolinas. I think I would have liked to have seen maybe craft breweries that were lined up from the same types of places. But still, this is going to be a good stop in America if you want to go ahead and grab a beer. One thing that I find very interesting, if you go online, is that they are truly making this an allergy-friendly quick service, but more like right on the face of it. You know, a lot of the ones you aren't sure, but you can ask, and Disney is well known for being very allergy-friendly, for being very, you know, diet-friendly. You can ask at any restaurant, quick service, table service. You know, you can say, I'm gluten-free, I can't have peanuts or milk, you know, dairy, things like that, and they will accommodate, and they will usually bring out a menu. But if you go online here, they have actual separate menus for gluten and wheat allergies, egg allergy, fish and shellfish allergy, milk, peanut, tree nut, and then soy allergies. So there are full menus for each of those if you go on Disney's website. And it's the same items you're seeing up top, but they're just going to be able to slightly change anything they need to for any one of those individual allergies. So some things we did not get. The barbecue burger, we did not opt to get this. And I think for a good reason that we saw somebody with it. And this looks like your very standard Disney burger, your kind of frozen patty that they're going to just dress up here. And they're going to put their barbecued pork, the fried onion ring, and they're going to serve it in garlic toast. So, you know, if you're good with their standard burgers, which I think are fine, I don't mind their standard burgers. Kalen loves them. But this isn't anything different than the other quick services, except that they're dressing it up a whole lot more. We did not opt for the plant-based item, but I have had their plant-based burgers before. I've actually had the jackfruit quesadillas at Kronos Club. Jackfruit is a surprisingly good substitute for a pulled pork or pulled chicken. So if you are plant-based, I think this will be actually a really good option here. And for some reason, we completely forgot about dessert. We did not get the s'mores brownie, but everything I've seen about this and heard about this, it's an outstanding dessert, and it's something we will go back and try for sure. So my apologies that we just forgot dessert. We were kind of in a rush by the time we got here, and we were just trying to figure out a way to just, you know, eat as much as the meats that we could. So what we did opt for was the American platter, and you can choose three of the meats that they have, a side and garlic toast for $18.99. So we went with the Memphis dry rub pork ribs. We went with the sliced Texas beef brisket. And we went with the North Carolina chopped smoked pork butt. And we opted for mac and cheese as our side. And of course, it comes with garlic toast. So let's start off with this one. I like the service here. So everything comes in a metal tray, like an old school cafeteria tray. And it's lined with paper, and on the paper has kind of like advertisements for the restaurant and says different things about barbecue and competitions. So I really like the way that this comes out. On one side, in one of those little cardboard boats, is the mac and cheese. In the middle is the three meats kind of all piled together. And then on the other side is the Texas toast. The Texas toast is Texas toast. It's what you would, you know, they're calling it garlic toast, but this is where you would go to your grocery store. You literally buy the Texas toast brand that's frozen. You heat it up in the oven. And I mean, it's delicious. It's absolutely delicious. It's covered with butter and garlic, a little bit of herbs. I love Texas toast. We'll talk a little bit more about, I guess, the Texas toast portion. I think it actually works on this plate because it is a side of toast. Now, if you talk to a lot of people from Texas, they're going to say, you know, that would never be served that way. If anything, if you get any bread on your platter of barbecue, it's probably going to be a piece of plain white bread. So this probably isn't traditional, I guess, to that, but that's there. Then on the side, we have the mac and cheese. This is a good portion of mac and cheese. I think it would be worth the $4.99. This was a absolute standout. It was very creamy, like a lot of your kids' mac and cheese you see on menus for Disney, but it was a different type of cheese. I think it might have been maybe like a white cheddar, maybe some American. Very, very cheesy. Noodles, elbow noodles, cooked perfectly. On top was a little sprinkle of breadcrumbs and a little bit of probably Parmesan cheese, a little bit of herb. I thought the mac and cheese was incredible. To me, this tasted like a mac and cheese that you go to a potluck, cookout, barbecue, gathering with your friends, your family, you know, and this is the one that, I don't know, your Aunt Sarah or something is known for, and she cooks it up in a big old tub, and it's just everybody's favorite. Like, this to me was American barbecue. So I would highly, highly recommend the mac and cheese. As far as we go with the meats, the pork. They are stating this is a North Carolina chopped smoked pork butt. This was pulled pork. I mean, there's, you know, tomato, tomato, I guess. There's not a huge difference in flavor. It's just presentation. I tend to like bigger pieces of pork, and this was very, to me, overly shredded. This was something that seemed more that it was made for a sandwich as opposed to putting it on a platter. Flavor was okay. I'm a big fan of the, you know, the bark, the nice burnt bark, and having chunks of that in there, and again, larger pieces of pork. So I thought this was okay, but I thought it needed sauce. And if you get really, really good barbecue, you don't use sauce. You know, it stands on its own. So this is something that I think would be better made for a sandwich. The problem is, if you get this on a sandwich, it is going in between two pieces of this garlic toast. And as much as I love the garlic toast, that's going to mask and overpower anything else that's between two thick slices of that. So I'd like to see the option of just getting a very standard hamburger roll or hamburger bun, you know? And I think that that would make this so much better. Or, you know, let's go with, you know, a hamburger roll, a nice big pile of this smoked pork butt, a little bit of coleslaw on top, you know, and if you want to add sauce, add sauce. But I think that would be a better option for this. Moving on to the brisket. The brisket was tender, but it was very, very thin sliced. And I think they were slicing it so thin to make it more tender. You know, normally you're probably looking at brisket being sliced at, you know, at least a quarter inch, maybe up to a half inch, and it's still very tender. Brisket is a tough, tough cut of meat to cook. So I definitely applaud them for putting it on the menu. I don't think they needed to. I enjoyed it. But again, I think this is better made for a sandwich on regular bread, and it needed a bit of barbecue sauce. And the same thing is pretty much going to go for the ribs. Now, our ribs that we got were literally the last two ribs at the end of a slab, so they were overcooked. I could tell that the dry rub on the outside was a good Memphis dry rub, and I liked the flavor of it, but the outside had turned into almost a beef jerky because it was overcooked, because these were tiny, tiny ribs. I do think that with the flavor that we got from them, if you had gotten good center pieces of those baby back ribs, that it would have been much, much better, and I would certainly be willing to go back and give that a try. But again, I'm finding that any of these meats didn't just stand alone. They needed to either potentially have sauce or be put on a sandwich. But let's move on to another item, and then I can kind of just wrap up, I guess, overall thoughts. The other item that we ordered was the South Carolina Smoked Sausage Sandwich. Again, this is smoked sausage on garlic toast. It's typically topped with their tangy mustard sauce, which, of course, I asked without, caramelized onions, and then your choice of a side. We opted for their French fries. I would really like to actually try their baked beans with burnt ends. From what I've seen, they look pretty good. Jared's not big on baked beans, so we wanted to get something that we would both eat. The seasoned French fries are great. You know, now while they're standard Disney fries, they are seasoned with a good barbecue dry rub seasoning. So I really, really liked these fries. This is one that I would go up if I was craving fries, get a side of it, and grab a beer and just go walk around World Showcase eating them. You know, as far as the smoked sandwich goes, the pork was fine. The pork sausage was fine. It was, I think it was pork at least. This was one that it seemed very, I thought it belonged in a sandwich. This would not have stood on its own at all either. But it was something that I thought you could probably just get in a store. They split it and then it just tasted like it was, you know, grilled. I don't really know that it tasted smoked. And that was probably my biggest issue with all the meats I've talked about so far is that I'm by no means any sort of barbecue aficionado. I'm you know, we have lots of great barbecue places around us here in Northeast Florida, but I have eaten good barbecue. I have friends that can make some incredible barbecue. Every once in a while, I do it okay myself. But there's certain things I think you get with barbecue. One is that smoky flavor, you know, that is imparted by whatever wood they're using. And you can usually tell if it's hickory, if it's oak, if it's, you know, a fruit wood, things like that. I think one of the issues with having a giant center smoker where you're trying to say we're doing barbecue from different regions, those different regions are going to use different wood and things like that. So I didn't get a smoky flavor from any of these. Something else that you'll get with really good barbecue is that smoke ring, where you can look at a piece of brisket and you literally see a pink ring that surrounds the exterior of the meat where the smoke has actually penetrated it. There was none of that in any of these foods. Now, again, I'm not saying that this isn't good food. It just isn't going to set itself apart from good barbecue. And this smoked sausage sandwich was the same way, you know, and you're getting it between, again, two giant pieces of garlic Texas toast that overpower everything. If I have to have one major gripe, I think, about this, is the Texas toast being used as the bread. It's too much. And my fear from the beginning was that they were going to use it to mask quick service, okay barbecue. And I think that's what they did. Now we did have Rebecca from Club 32 who met up with us and joined us. And she opted for the Kansas City smoked half chicken. This is slow smoked half chicken smothered with sweet barbecue sauce served with a side. She got the mac and cheese as well for $13.99. This is an entire half a chicken. Has a great dry rub, and then they're finishing it off with their sweet barbecue sauce, so that gets a bit caramelized on the outside. This was the standout meat. This was delicious. This was, to me, you go to a barbecue restaurant, a good sit-down quality barbecue restaurant, this is a dish I would expect to be served. I don't know that I would with some of the other ones, but I loved it. The meat was tender. It actually did have a little bit of that pink smoke to it that you can see. It was, yeah, fork tender, kind of. It was absolutely perfect, I thought. So I thought overall her dish was the standout best. And if you go back to the American platter and you choose three meats, a side, and garlic toast for $19, I think this is a very shareable meal. This is a lot of food. I think the value here is wonderful. And while, you know, I'm trying not to be too critical because this restaurant was exactly what I expected. Everything, I was not let down because I didn't expect to go to a world-class barbecue joint in Kansas City and get that style food. I'm not saying that I don't think they could produce that, but this is quick service barbecue produced on a mass level inside of a theme park. I do think it's better than Flame Tree. And I think for most masses of people who maybe, you know, don't have access to really good barbecue, will love this and they'll truly enjoy it. You know, they're not going to sit down and go, well, where's the pink smoke ring? I want you to take this back. But that makes me think they're not actually using the smoker. I think most of this food is probably done in ovens. I could be wrong. You know, the smoker was running out front, but I don't know if that was more for show or if it was actually for use. But with all that being said, I mean, I enjoyed the stuff I had because I went in with the expectations that it would be what it turned out to be. And I think this is an outstanding addition to World Showcase and for a quick service. You know, some of our places are like Katsura Grill, where the kids always get their teriyaki chicken and rice, and they've got sushi in there, and they have like a teriyaki beef. Very, very good, but it's kind of tucked away and it's small. We love Yorkshire Fish and Chips, you know, the fish company, but there's no seating there really. I mean, you have some of that seating out against the water, but it's very hard to come by. And you have people that often just hang out there. So it's not like it's a full restaurant as far as it is a walk up. And you're really just getting fish and chips, you know, so something like the kids don't really eat. So there's not a lot for everyone. I think this is such a great addition because there is something for everyone, you know, and I always enjoy, I'm very thankful that they are serving the majority of the meats without sauce on them. And they have four different meats that you can, or four different sauces that you can choose from. You can do things to the flavor that you like and the flavor profiles. I think that this is going to do very, very well. I will certainly go back. You know, I would like to go back and try out the burger and see if maybe I'm wrong about that. I could totally see doing the beef brisket sandwich, but I would just love if they can go ahead and replace this Texas toast for rolls, you know, something that isn't so overpowering. We'll see if that changes. I don't think it will because I have a feeling most people are loving two big slices of garlic Texas toast. I mean, I guess probably who wouldn't? So I would recommend going and giving this a shot. I think the American platter is a great place to start. And I think the value here is really good for the amount of food. I mean, you're talking about an entire half of a chicken, a side, and a piece of toast for $13.99. It's a great, great value. And I think it's a very shareable, splittable meal. What I did like about this, and they're, you know, I don't tend to eat a lot of barbecue because it is very meat driven, of course, you know, it's barbecue and the sides are all very, very heavy, you know, things like mac and cheese and baked beans. This did not leave me walking away feeling like gross or greasy. None of the food was greasy. I thought they did a great job with that. There is a giant pickle debate. I will say that people seem to be very upset out in the social media Disney world that they're charging you for pickles. They think that that should be something that is just included in a condiment bar. I don't eat them, so I can't really argue, but they're giving you an entire boat full of house-made pickles. So I kind of get where they're coming from. I would really like to try the baked beans, and the onion rings actually look very good. They look thick. They're probably frozen, but they don't look like standard frozen onion rings. They actually look like they could be, you know, hand-cut, hand-breaded. My thing with this is that I understand most other quick-service restaurants that are producing high volume because they have to be quick in the making of the food. So often there's a grill constantly running, flipping burgers, or they're constantly dropping chicken tenders in the fryer to keep them fresh. They're not technically made to order, but most of that food is freshly prepared. Even if you go to a sit-down barbecue restaurant, it is still quick in service because they're never cooking anything to order for the most part at a barbecue restaurant. All the meats are taking anywhere from probably 3 to 4 hours for maybe ribs or chicken, all the way up to potentially 16 to 18 hours for a brisket. Everything is prepared ahead of time. So I think you can take a table service quality and deliver it at a quick service. I don't think they've done that, but I do think they've delivered a product that the majority of people are going to love. And that's their job. That's what they're supposed to do. And that's where I think this will truly be a hit, and I think it'll really, really stand out. I feel like my job and our job as a network is to try and compare it to things that we're familiar with, to try and compare it to other areas in the park. You know, you're not getting a polite pig here, for sure. You're not, you know, Four Rivers, which is located in the Orlando area, is very famous for their delicious barbecue. I've eaten there. You're not getting that type of thing. But we want to be able to be honest and give our, you know, opinion. Try not to be too critical, so I hope you didn't find it this way. If somebody came up and said, should I try Regal Eagle Smokehouse, my answer would be yes. And I don't think anybody, unless you are just a pit master yourself, is probably going to walk away disappointed. And even a pit master themselves can probably appreciate the things that they're doing here on such a large scale. So thank you guys. I know this was kind of quick, but you know, we always want to make sure that we are getting out our episodes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Jared and I do talk a little bit more about Regal Eagle in our opinions, and Jared will share some of his on tomorrow's 100th episode of the Diz Dudes, which is crazy. And we had an awesome opportunity to actually record that episode at Three Bridges, sitting out. It was a beautiful day, slight breeze, overlooking the water there and Grand Destino Tower, which was just so cool. Very excited to do our 100th episode. And Rhonda will be back Thursday, so you get more of her lovely, lovely self. And you don't have to just put up with only me. So I do hope that you found this informative and helpful. If you've eaten at Regal Eagle, I would love to hear your feedback. Love to hear your thoughts. I very purposely did not read a single review on this restaurant before we went to eat at it. I'm actually interested to go back and read some, you know, from some of the other sources and sites and podcasts. So would love to hear what you think. And you can do that in the Capture the Magic community. If you've not already joined on Facebook, please do so right now. And if you have not subscribed to Main Street Magic, we would appreciate if you did that as well. Would also love if you could subscribe to the Diz Dudes and Capture the Magic as well. And as long as you're out there, you might as well leave all of us a rating and review, because as Rhonda would say, it helps all of our shows grow. That's all I've got. We'll see you real soon.